A new survey carried out on both sides of the Atlantic seems to confirm that the war in Iraq has undermined American standing in Europe. Europeans and Americans actually hold similar views about international affairs, but increasingly they differ on what to do about the problems. Jonathan Friedland writes for The Guardian newspaper in London. Jonathan, who carried out this poll? And tell us a bit more about the findings.
It was the German Marshall Fund, along with an Italian polling organization. They spoke to 8,000 people across Europe. And in detail, they set out really how, in the phrase of one of those great neocon thinkers, Americans are from Mars and Europeans from Venus, that more and more Americans are happy to use force and see the world as a series of problems that can be resolved through war. And Europeans more and more shy, some might even say cowardly, of using force. One finding that leapt out at me was that 84% of Americans believe that the use of force can be just, and only 48% of Europeans see that. And suggesting that Europeans have either, this would be the benign interpretation, that we Europeans have some experience of war. It was fought on our soil twice in the last century, and we've become shy of it for good, noble reasons. And then the less charitable would say, we're so weak on our own, we can't make war and do war anymore without the Americans, so we've invented a reason to be suspicious of it, simply because we just don't have the muscle to do it on our own.
You know, over here we talk about Europeans grouped into one lump, but are there significant differences between what the Germans and the French say and what the Brits and the Poles and the Italians say?
Well, the distinction is the one actually that Donald Rumsfeld stumbled upon and caused such furore over when he talked in terms of old and new Europe. Poland, an exemplar of the new Europe, former communist country, this poll finds a very favourable rating for President Bush, for example, over 50% approval for him in that ex-communist country that still thinks that American muscle and strength perhaps won the Cold War and liberated communist Eastern Europe. But elsewhere in the old Europe countries of France and Germany, the figure plunges. You get now George Bush, if he was running for president in Germany, would have a poll rating of 16%. So what that says to me is that the old Europe divide has some meaning, but Britain is, as always, oscillating between the two. You have a situation where the government is absolutely new European in its pro-Americanness, but the electorate very, very sceptical and more in line with those old Europe countries, France and Germany, in feeling very wary of current American power.
Maybe the divide simply is that the United States is a more conservative country. Maybe it's just a matter of left and right. Europe is more left.
I think there's something in that, and if you define left and right as the view of the correct and appropriate size of government, it's true that all those surveys show Americans favour more or less smaller government and Europeans like a bigger role. But I think that is bridgeable partly through body language and cultural sensitivity. And you think of somebody like Clinton. Bill Clinton was hugely popular in Europe, partly because he was just good at softening and fudging that difference. Whereas I think what people are reacting to in these poll numbers is when that difference is stated baldly and starkly. I'm thinking of the cowboy language. When the president says, bring it on, that language just sends shivers down European spines because it plays to almost that worst caricature of cowboy movies and the notion that Americans are in some ways crude and crass, which only really the most snobbish Europeans clung to that view when Clinton was around. But now it's become fashionable again because it seems to be confirmed and authenticated at the highest level.
Jonathan Friedland writes for Britain's Guardian newspaper. He's the author of Bring Home the Revolution, The Case for a British Republic. Jonathan, thanks for speaking with Day Today.
My pleasure.